all this is just...
Just trying to put it on there?
What? All right, record, okay, so you got...
We here. Let's go.
So you want me to just... I mean, what it is.
Look, man, this is... It is what it is. Go.
Y'all making life hard. Oh.
Why? You already know what I did.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, man, I know.
You saw my hand.
Yeah, I did.
You saw what I did.
I never missed it.
You didn't even see it, did you?
I never missed it.
Did you see it? So you saw me do it.
I was with it.
What's happening?
We here. Let's go.
So, your boy, Pat.
All right. Look. Last show, y'all heard me say that regardless on R. Kelly being stank.
He fucked up.
He's still the king of R&B.
Just be honest. That's what he did.
Yeah.
I was blocked from that. We voted. And he's got to get out of there.
He's got to go.
It ain't about the music. And they said until he dies.
Until he dies.
Then his music can be back on the set.
Yeah.
Then he's back on the map. Yeah.
So... I don't agree with that. As I say
it. You have to.
Okay, fine.
Because you're here now.
Look, whatever. We sing the Star Spangled Banner. And we separate the Star Spangled Banner from what verse. It is.
We sing the remix.
Let somebody sing that second verse right now.
It's a problem.
The remix.
Yeah. The remix of it?
Yeah, it's the remix. They just left that part out.
Forget it. These fellas have said... We have to now replace this cat.
When a king falls, somebody's got to take the spot, right?
Fine.
Right?
Fine. Let's go.
So, in the spirit of March Madness, I came up with this R&B Madness.
Oh, I hate R. Kelly.
On an R&B bracket, where we try to find out a new king of R&B.
And what made it difficult is we can use any era. We can't just be in 2019.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a 2019 king. We got Jacquees, who's self-proclaimed, but...
Did you put Tory Lanez on
it? I rebuke him.
Yeah.
Who the hell is Tory Lanez?
He's one of the dudes that was in that whole... It was what? Tory Lanez, Jacquees...
2010 cats.
He's 2010. Yeah, I get what you mean by tens.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Look, I don't have none of them on there. I just put Jacquees on there just to get him out real quick.
That's cool. I don't mind.
Anyway, but
yeah, put Tory and Bryson Tiller. No, just add it on that.
Oh,
one.
You know, I like
Tory
that
and
dude.
Bryson Tiller because I like Bryson Tiller. A lot of people gonna be mad about this list, about this bracket.
A lot of people.
They ain't gonna like
who's gonna argue? Who's gonna dispute the names of?
They ain't going to dispute the names, but the minute we get somebody up out of here, guarantee you, somebody's either going to text me or they're going to tweet at me.
That's fine.
I'm cool with it.
We just have to take these blows.
Yeah, I'm good.
Look.
If you don't like it, make your own bracket. That's what I say. Make your own bracket.
I mean, because there's so many different genres of R&B. Like Michael Jackson is the king of pop, right?
Sure.
But he got cuts that fall right under where we're talking about.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about ballads, baby making songs, you know what I'm saying? And apology songs, like baby come back songs. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about, right? That's where we at. Right? Do we agree? Or y'all just going to put some speed up music in there too?
Who knows? I probably will. You never know. We just gonna rock it out because Usher. I'm gonna tell you right now, off top, Usher is gonna make the top four for me, mainly because he has a song about picking up prostitutes.
What song is that?
Nice and Slow. Nice and Slow is 100% about picking up a prostitute.
Wait a minute.
What? Yeah, sing the chorus. Sing the song.
Nice and Slow.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. Think about the first. Go ahead, pull it up. The first verse.
Man, what you doing?
You so stupid.
I'm telling you, it's about picking up a prostitute.
Jesus.
Did you think of some of the lyrics?
No, I'm still, I can't even get it in my mind.
Once it starts going, you're going to see it's about a young virgin probably picking up a prostitute. Yeah. prostitution.
7 o'clock on the dot. I'm in John Tower.
And I say a young cat.
7 o'clock on the dot.
Now, what time? That's a little too late. 7 o'clock. Listen.
You're so stupid.
Just let it rock. Let it rock out. So I'm saying. How do I know? Because I just listened to this and it just hit me on this long ass drive up here.
Seen. You know what I mean?
Hold on.
I'm saying. Listen. Where's the pause button? It's 7 o'clock on the dot. He's in his drop top. It's 7 o'clock at night, probably the winter time.
We got it.
He's in his car. And he's cruising the street.
Notice how he slipped that wintertime shit in there.
Yeah, man.
It don't have to be.
Say it was wintertime. Hold on.
It's wintertime. It's definitely wintertime. You don't play slow stuff until it's cold outside. He's got a real pretty little thing that's waiting for me. He's on the street at 7 o'clock at night, cruising the streets with a pretty thing waiting for him. Hold on.
I'm going to let you keep
hold
going.
Hold on. He pulled up, and he was anticipated.
Keep going, man. I get it.
You get what I'm saying?
I'm no.
Hold on. You ready for the next part?
Let me she's take it, you she's to now a place nice and quiet.
Where else?
The back alley.
That's what I'm saying.
I hate you, bro.
You just picked up a prostitute. Usher's in the top four off of that, based off of that.
Oh, dude.
Not only that, he proved that rapping your name is one of the coldest bars of all time.
I'm going to just tell you something right now. You're stupid for that.
No, you're welcome.
Because you...
It's genius, though.
You're a dirty genius.
Yeah.
But that's not what he was talking about.
That's definitely what he was talking about. Second verse proves my point even more. They never went to a hotel. The whole song, they're in the car. They smashed in the car at the end of that song.
What?
I'm pretty sure. It's probably not in there, but I'm pretty sure it's in there in my mind.
It's just a bunch of insinuations.
I hate R. Kelly for this, by the way.
Don't hate R. Kelly. He's just as nasty. So let's run it back.
All right, let's go.
I don't want you to redo it. We're just going to go off what you got written here, man.
So, well, ooh.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Start from the bottom. Go
okay, you got to start from the bottom. All right, look. All right, here we go.
Yep. All right, we're trying to find a new one, y'all.
We got Avant versus Joe.
What you think?
Off top?
Yeah.
I'm going with Joe.
That stays or goes?
You sure?
That stays.
Okay.
Joe stays. Joe got one.
What?
Not talking about albums. Joe got one. Okay, mind you, Joe, I like what it's like his
did
fourth
he write
album.
His own music?
Yeah, Joe.
Did he own his own?
Look, I don't know. Look, I'm going to say he wrote it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he did.
Yeah.
Did Avant write it?
Hey, so
I'm not sure.
So I'm proclaiming this is his hit, his one hitter.
This is Joe's hit. Not that version, though.
Bro, that is the version.
Not this version sounds terrible. I don't like this version.
That's the one.
What is this one? No. I want to know it's Joe's. I want to know it's the one for Joe. Yes, it is.
Not the things your man won't do?
Y'all, man,
come on, bro.
He had more than one.
Nah, Joe. No, it's talking about big ones. Joe had one. Nah, this ain't the one. Nah.
Come on, man.
Nah.
We not gonna argue about
We have to, because that ain't the one. That definitely ain't the one.
Not that
get
one.
Out
not
of
that
here
one.
With that.
Stop. Not that
push
one.
The button.
You talking about this?
Yes, that's the one.
Nah.
That's Joe's one. On top of a good album.
Now he was known for the things your man won't do.
Nah. How old? So then probably your age, maybe. My age, we know him for that
Joe
one.
Came out in my age. What are you talking about?
Your age. My age knows him for the other one.
Okay.
So then we'll say he's got two.
Oh, I'm with it.
So then he's got two. How many does Avant have? Avant has at least four. Four or five bangers. But his album is...
Man, if you don't stop dogging Joe like that.
His album ain't that, though.
Nah, man. What about...
His album ain't that, though. Hey, can you... Is any of the music picking up?
Yeah, it's picking up in there.
We can't do it on YouTube, obviously.
That's why you can find us on Google Play and Avant. Spotify.
Again, mind you, I
Google Play and
think
Spotify.
About that one. That's one, right?
It's a killer.
That's a nasty one.
That's a killer.
But he got another one.
No,
click another one.
But this is a duo, a duet. And that's the killer right there. Silhouette.
Yeah.
With Kiki.
Yeah, I like Kiki. He has another one with Kiki, though.
I don't care about that one.
Yeah, but that's a lot of women like that one.
Oh, but
click another one. Is this 4 minutes? Yeah. 4 minutes. That's three.
Look, can we talk
Joe's
about 4 minutes?
Three too.
Listen.
What's Joe's three? That was two.
But hold on. We got to talk about 4 minutes, though, because that got to get taken off the brackets.
Okay, why is that?
Because who wants to do anything in 4 minutes?
Yeah, that's true.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right. I see where you're going now.
Dude, if I got bangers, I shouldn't have lined him up against Joe. Oh, man.
See, that's what you. That's what I'm saying.
Man,
that's where
really
the magic
to get
can
Joe
be
out of here.
You don't think it's enough to get Joe out of here?
Hold on.
Go
man,
to Make
on.
Love. I know that's on there.
Well, we got to get back to Joe. We got to find more bangers from Joe because
Joe has albums.
He got albums, but
we Stutter. Got Stutter.
That's
no, not that one.
No, we're talking about ballads. Love
I hate
songs.
Ballads. Let's not go to ballads.
But that's what this is about. R&B is all about ballads.
You know what? I've been listening to a lot of R&B. They flip it up, man. It ain't just ballads anymore. There's a lot of other stuff infused with it.
Oh, so we got that.
You know what I mean? He got two, though. This Joe?
Yeah.
Okay.
More.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Just, oh
okay.
God, all right,
that's
man.
Three. That's three. That's three. But then Avant pulls that Making Love out.
So we said all the things I want to know.
Yeah.
And this right here.
Okay. All right. Go back to Avant.
Go back to him.
Nah,
go back
we
to
don't
Avant.
Need to do that.
We don't
go
need,
to,
we
yes,
don't need
do.
To do
go
that,
to
man. We already did it.
No, you didn't.
We
didn't there's at least three
we
more.
We don't need to do that.
Bro.
There's at least three more.
We about to vote you out.
Mind you, I'm arguing, but I got Joe because Avant doesn't have the albums that Joe has.
We can't do that.
You don't.
It doesn't. We can't do that. We can't do that because that's going to come down to the very end of this show. You can't do that because you can't just because you got a million albums don't mean.
No. Not the albums. I've never sat and listened to a full Avant album.
Well, you just said you don't like ballads anyway.
But I've listened to at least three Joe albums.
Like all the way through.
All the way through. That's pretty much what I'm going for right now.
God bless you, brother. I haven't even done that. I'm only listening for the bangers, for the slow cuts, the
either way,
the R&B hits.
Avant's out of here.
Yeah, he's out of here.
All right, Joe advances. Avant's out of here.
Joe's up. All right, we got Joe to the next. You ready? Here we go. Let's do this one. Trey Songz and Marcus Houston. All
right. All right. All right.
Here we go.
Hey, man, Marcus got to get out, man.
Yeah, Marcus is out.
Marcus
got to
get
out.
But see,
go
but see why are you saying it is because.
No, I don't think we got to go through that.
We don't? I
do
mean,
you remember the songs?
Marcus has one album.
Yeah.
But do you remember the songs, though? When you hear the songs,
yeah.
The
okay,
song has
okay.
to.
Pull it up,
you gotta,
pull up something.
Up in the Club?
Up in the Club. That was written by R. Kelly, so can that count?
Mm. Bro, I can't even find the song that. Like, because when they pull it up on here, it says top songs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's off the Naked album. That's a good one. So that's one.
Circles should be on there.
Circles should be on there. Hit another one.
I don't even. Oh, Circle?
Yeah, Circles. Yeah. I don't like that one.
You don't like that one?
No. Started off too slow. Get that up out of here, man. It's too
bad. What's this song about? What's the premise of this song?
Circles.
If you love
man.
Something, let it go. You keep running back.
Real sad shit.
You know, man.
Nah, man, we're talking about making love, bro. R&B, man. But we talking about? I said the premise is making love. A, making love or crying.
No, what? Well, he's definitely crying in that. You got to think about R&B. It's rhythm and blues.
This old dude, it's emotions.
So it doesn't have to just be fucking in it.
All right.
Emotions.
Versus.
I got Trey going. Well,
we can get Marcus out of here. Trey's on. We can get.
You getting Trey up out of here?
No, Marcus Houston got to go.
Oh, okay.
Marcus Houston's out of here.
That's easy. We can just move on because Trey advances.
Yeah.
That's automatic.
Well, Marcus got two.
All right.
What's this one? Now some of these we're gonna leave to you. Certain other ones we're gonna be all right.
All right, let's do.
What was that?
Let's do this one. Let's do white guys with one hitter quitters.
You want to go over there?
So all we'll right. do John B.
John B.
versus Tony Terry. John but he B. wasn't a white dude. He wasn't a white dude. But
Tony Terry.
Yeah, but they both have one hitter quitters.
John B. I'm gonna go with John B.
Because that one was a strong one.
John B. is timeless. But do you remember Tony Terry's song?
Nope. Pull it up.
That's why.
Off the strength of his name, John B. got that.
He do got it. He even his name is smooth. John
Come
B.
on,
had,
man.
Okay, you keep saying one, but I think John B. had two. I know what you're saying. There's two.
Remember this song?
No. Speed it up a little.
Who's that, Tony?
This is Tony Terry. You know this song.
I don't think I know this one.
Nah,
yeah, I know this one. Yeah.
It was a bunch of Nahoos going on.
Everybody did that.
So I still don't know.
The Nahoo special.
Right here.
Oh, man.
Nah, John B. got that out of here. I'm saying John B. got that one up out of here. What you saying?
I mean, it was a smooth cut, though. But.
That's wedding. Nobody's fucking to that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is us? Dude.
That's a different type. That's real sensual.
That's not about to.
That's like wedding
that's
music.
Before. That's before.
Like wedding
that's
music.
That's why you eating dinner.
Okay.
You see, you ain't got no sense of.
Yeah, you're right.
Romancing. You are not romantic like at all, bro. How you get your girls, dude? I need to know.
I'm funny.
Versus John B. This is the cut.
Come on, man.
And it's timeless. It's still here.
Come on, man.
Tony Terry's out of there.
Thank you. Get him out of here. Get TT out of here.
The white man prevails. They don't know.
Hey, John B. might go pretty far, man.
Well, with one song. What if he wins the whole thing with one song, bro? It could be possible.
Because I'm telling you.
Is that song that bad to where it could... Hold on.
It may.
Against somebody with a gang of songs. We'll see.
Who else we got?
This is about to be a fight.
Did you went back down or you went up?
No, I must just start right there.
Okay.
It's about to be mad tweets on this right here. I'm already telling
you. Man, this is too easy for me, though.
I mean, it's easy for me, but somebody's going to fight about this.
We're going to have to let them fight about it. I think this may be a landslide. This is a killer right here.
You ready, LB?
This is a one hitter done for me.
Maxwell versus Keith Sweat.
Maxwell, bro.
Yeah, Maxwell.
I got Maxwell too.
I got Maxwell.
Somebody's about to fight.
We ain't
got to
talk about that.
Ain't nobody out there is about to fight over that.
We got
to
talk it up.
They're gonna go back, listen to Keith Sweat, and realize nostalgia doesn't really play a big part in what
Keith
you
Sweat.
Listening to. Get that out of here.
You sure?
Get in all the
I'm
way.
With you.
Oh, my God.
I'm with you. I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you.
All y'all go. Look, I'm just this I'm right disclaimer. When they start coming after
they're
y'all.
They're going to go back in time. They're going to be like, I don't want to do that one.
All right.
Well, you got me twisted. Oh, you know.
Whining ass.
You know. All right,
let's slide over here. Then we go to two white dudes again. You ready?
All right, what we got?
Michael McDonald versus Bobby Caldwell. And I know people are going to be like, who the hell is a Bobby Caldwell?
Hey, when I was playing, it was actually a hard.
Michael McDonald one?
Yeah, that Michael McDonald was
great. Oh, yeah, those. Yeah. Look, man, for Warren G to sample your shit. Yeah, man.
Okay, but you Bobby Caldwell, for all y'all who don't know who Bobby Caldwell is, we all thought he was a black man, but this is the song. Y'all in trouble.
Yeah. I know who I got, just based off of one fact.
Tell me.
No, I'll wait for you to play the next one.
Versus Michael McDonald's killer.
The one killer that he has. And I'm purposely talking over the music, so you're gonna have to like listen close so we don't get slapped with the copyright.
I wanna get slapped. Definitely.
This'll be
slapped.
Our most copyrighted Michael episode McDonald. Ever.
Be advised, we own no rights to this music.
Zero.
None. That's why I'm personally talking over.
Where's a I know there's a written statement on most of these YouTube channels.
Bro, you ain't even got to start singing, but those introductions on them songs.
Hold on, but go to him singing, because he had the strongest start.
I keep forgetting.
I don't even know how to say it. Do it. Hit him. He was out of breath when he said that. That's why I like that song, because he sounds like he's out of breath when he sings.
Oh, when he did that one with Patti LaBelle, I didn't know one word he was saying, but
he just got
so
done
smooth.
Running. Full laps.
He said,
"Hey man, what if that's not his? What if that's not his?" Bring Michael Bolton.
What? Michael Bolton gets no love in this bracket. When you do a "I Can't Believe It's Not Butter" commercial,
it's over.
You're out. No, no love.
I've never seen nobody.
Who's advancing,
out?
Bro?
I got McDonald.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Michael McDonald.
Really? Only on the strength. Oh, listen, because Hold he on. Sang with Patty.
Okay, his is Patty. I got only on strength because Warren G sampled it. And it's another timeless song on top of a timeless song. That's why I got
nobody
it.
Sampled that Bobby Caldwell song.
Copyright infringement. He owned it. He's like nobody.
Tupac did, but the What You Will Do for Love and Regulators, it's not really the same.
It's not. It's
not. Right. Mount up.
Wow. I mean.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
16 in the clip and one box. In the hole.
He still got paid every time Warren G played that song on the radio.
Mike wins.
Dang, I really didn't expect that one right there. That was a sleeper for me.
He dropped that out in the 80s. Yeah, actually, you know what? I kind of thought. When I first saw it, I had Bobby, but then after that, I'm
all right.
You know.
This might get y'all because I don't know if y'all even know who one of these guys are. So
probably not. So we're probably going on you for this one.
Aaron Hall,
okay,
from Guy,
mm-hmm.
versus Dave Hollister from Blackstreet.
Oh, I know Dave Hollister. Dave Hollister has one that I like.
One
is Take Care of Home, because I listened to it when I was older. Yeah.
Oh
that's,
my God,
that's the one.
One Woman Man.
Oh, and that one too.
Oh, duh, Dave's
and then
Dave.
He got, "We've Come Too Far." That song was cold. Yeah. He was talking about, "Look, we've been together a long ass time. I ain't about to waste all this time." Oh yeah,
that one.
That's a one woman man right there.
That's the one that I know him for. I still have that CD too. That's what's funny.
You said,
"Oh, remember this one."
You know why it'd be so easy for us to do radio?
Why?
Dude, we haven't even had to talk. We've been talking, but we haven't had to talk
just press
much.
That play button.
We've been pushing play and, you know, letting it play to take up a couple of talk time. Dude,
yeah,
we would destroy
come back
radio.
And give you your opinion.
Is this Aaron or?
This is Dave Hollister.
Dave Hollister, yeah. I don't know.
Listen to how he started.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember this.
Why don't you go to the middle of it?
Yeah.
When he starts saying the words.
Yeah.
How's it picking up?
Yeah, he's picking it up.
Hold on. I can't speed it.
That's all right. Just let it chill.
That's all right. Like, is it one of them? He
not too long.
He may get
right
canceled
here.
Off
listen,
a long
listen,
ass
right
intro.
Here,
but not, yeah. Okay, we got to stop it right there.
Mm. Yo.
Okay, cut it out, man. Yeah. Cut it out.
What's wrong with your shady ass?
We made, yo, off of that?
Who starts a song? Oh, like that. Yo. Who does that?
What's wrong with
who's
wrong
up against?
With your shady
Aaron.
Ass?
Oh, you forgot?
Put Dave up.
Oh, you dropping Aaron Hall?
Nah, man. What's wrong with your shady ass? I don't even think we need to go no further, man.
All right, man. Do we agree?
When you need me, you know what?
Do you agree?
Yeah.
but you know, to be fair, we got to play the Aaron Hall cut though, so you could or a one.
Whatever. Hey, make 10 seconds of it. And you got to.
All right.
then let it go.
Cut it out.
But I wonder what they're gonna do.
You found
here.
Something that said.
Well, nah, you know, mostly.
You just have an idea?
Yeah.
We're not on YouTube anyway. Yeah. Spotify may get us. No? He's got nothing?
I mean, yeah, but.
They all Guy references.
None of these is bangers because the bangers is with Guy.
All right, well, no.
Don't count?
Nope.
Oh, it don't count.
It's yours because remember I was trying to do it with Bobby. He was like, nah. Well, not Bobby.
Bobby does count. He got out. He got
no, 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 no.
That made him the king of R&B.
No, you
were
saying the group stuff doesn't count.
Yeah, you're right.
So.
You're right.
Yeah.
If you were in a group and all your bangers came from while you were in the group, but then you made your album, but your album flopped.
Oh, so that's why Ralph Tresvant ain't make this list.
Ralph Tresvant does not get on the list. No,
he said that shit.
What about Sensitivity? Girl. Y'all know it's been hard.
I mean,
since he went away.
If he may,
hey, was that he the melody look, right there?
He
that
left you so
that's
sad.
It.
Was
that's it?
You
the
cry every day,
but I'm not because of the hook.
You don't remember that song?
You need
a man with
the hook.
Sensitivity.
Hold on, say the next part.
A man like me.
Nah, nope.
Don't need a man that'll give you money. Come on, let me show you just what you need, honey. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Ralph is a simp, bro.
Hey, man, y'all know he ain't on the list, man. Y'all just bringing this man up.
That's why he didn't make the list, man.
we had to break off the list. Okay, so
Johnny made it.
What about so Dave? Dave Hall.
Yeah, we got Dave. We don't even need to hit Aaron Hall no more, man.
All right, that's none. So, somebody might have a problem with this. Because I could probably say current. This guy probably currently could have that position in this zone.
Right.
All right, so Chris Brown.
Okay.
Versus Omarion.
Yeah. All right. So
literally
off top, you just want to say Chris Brown.
You do.
Off top.
But Omarion, I mean, he like took
Omarion
his place.
Omarion has he's got O.
Mm-hmm.
Does Icebox count?
Yeah. Yes.
That's his banger. Entourage.
Oh yeah, that was a hit. That was a hit.
I think that's his three though. Icebox, O, Entourage. Touch. He's got four.
Touch.
Yeah, it's more upbeat, but he's got four.
That's what you said. okay.
You about to? You about
no,
to
I'm
get
just
result?
Find. Yeah, because that Icebox was cold.
Nope, Chris Brown. Mario, I got to get out.
What does Chris Brown have? That's
the girls, all of them.
That's true.
Take You Down. Yeah.
Okay.
That. Yo, come on.
The boy is just so vulgar though. Yeah. He just say.
Come
like,
on,
there
man.
Ain't no guessing in it anymore. They just go right to doing it. But
yeah.
That's what
tempo
made
the last one he did. You know what? Yeah, we'll go with Chris.
Yeah, he's still changing with the times.
So. All right, it's Chris.
He had enough to get Chris. So Chris might get some people up out of here too. That would be a nasty matchup.
That ain't even right. If
hey,
you matched
there,
that's
we
what I'm saying.
We ain't there yet.
If we got there, that would be a nasty matchup because that would be like.
I already know what y'all gonna say about this one because y'all don't know much about this guy.
Carl Thomas
versus Genuine.
Thomas. Off the top, want to say Genuine.
Of course you would.
Yeah,
but pull up Carl Thomas real quick. I know the name. I'm trying to think of the song. I got the CD.
I'm gonna give you the banger.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Carl Thomas.
We need to
go to Carl Thomas first.
He's going to Carl Thomas first. Hey, did the headphones work?
Yeah, they block out. What's the name of this?
What is this?
Emotional. This is the one.
You got 5 seconds to get to this.
You got to get to it. Not you. I'm talking about Carl, man. Carl's on the clock.
Okay, I remember this one.
I don't like his voice.
You don't like his voice?
He's fucking around. You crazy, boy. He sound
there's,
like
there's a different song that I probably know him for. It's probably more recent. Not more recent, but like when I was in like high school or something. There's gotta be something. Yeah. That's what I know him from. From It Raining Outside. Right? This but song got something that, to do
is,
with rain.
Is
right?
that gonna
yeah,
be
yeah, summer rain?
Yeah, but okay.
Would that
rain.
Be out? It's 9 o'clock.
For me, that's the one.
Home Alone, paging you, wishing you come over. Would that
you talking about over Genuine?
Genuine. Yeah.
Nah. Oh, no, Genuine boy, got it over that. Nah. You talking about Anxious?
So,
nah, yeah.
So
nah.
Anxious got that song
yo,
way
a-
up out of there.
Anxious,
all right,
yeah,
cool.
They got it all the way up out of here.
No, but that ain't even, well, let's see what the.
No, right. That's the banger. Don't even try to say
gotta,
that one's not the banger.
You
got to
pull out
banger.
Another Carl Thomas song.
That's a nasty one, though.
They play this still.
Yeah.
Look what your girl did. Look what your girl did when that came on. It did something.
You Magic Mike'd over there?
This is also one of the white women anthem. A lot of white women in clubs like to get up and dance to that. I'm serious. Go to a club and that comes on, dude. They go crazy. Ponytails go up. It's nasty.
With the rubber band.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Like that wasn't.
Oh, man.
Remember this?
Yeah. Anxious, right?
Nah, this is
Which one? Yeah, this is Anxious, right? Yeah. 9 o'clock.
That's Timbo. Yeah, Carl Thomas is out of there with a Timbaland beat behind him. Yeah. Anything Timbaland?
Yeah, I agree. Hey,
just the way I described it that day to you, he skipped off out of here.
Is There It Is on there?
The mad black man.
This is that's the I'm Tired of Your Shit anthem. There It Is.
It's not on the top songs
on,
of him.
The Life. Genuine the Life.
Or just type in There It Is.
That album right there. Oh, yeah. There It Is should be there.
It's an interlude.
Nah.
He did have a lot of interludes in his. Nah.
It's the song and an interlude. This is I'm Tired of Your Shit anthem.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
That's a carpenter. They get home and he
put his. Put his tool belt down.
He put his tool belt down. You know what he did? He walked in the door. He was like, "Hey, baby, I'm home." And you know what she said to him?
What?
How come you didn't take out the trash? You know he was pissed off. All he wanted to come home was he wanted to come home over the door and see his cinnamon apple. Oh, see in the house. How come you didn't take out the trash when you left the house?
Right off.
You had one job.
Right off the back.
Foreman was whooping his ass all day. All anguish. He said, I can't wait till 5 o'clock. I'm out of this, brother. I just want to get home to my woman.
He had to run in with a white man and snatch the tool out of his hand. He had to fight the struggle just to.
Nah. Somebody opened his toolbox, took his shit. He was like, man, where's my wrench, man? And he said he see his wrench over there, right? Uh-huh. Got his name engraved in it.
Oh, man.
Smitty got his wrench, but Smitty big as hell. He walked up to Smitty. He like, hey, is that your wrench, man? Smitty said. He said, you see my initials on it, don't you?
Oh, man.
He be like, We good. Lunchtime come, bro. He opened his lunchbox.
Yep.
He asked for a simple ham sandwich.
Ham and cheese.
With cheese.
Mm-hmm. Right. What'd he get? String cheese?
There was no mayo. There was nothing on it. It was just
a dry
plain.
Sandwich.
It was a dry
oh
sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Said I worked my fingers down to the bone.
How come you didn't take out the trash?
Put it down from 9 to 5. So
as soon
know.
As she said that, he had the Arthur clenched fist real tight.
Genuine. Genuine moves on.
He got you just for that, just for the 9 to 5 struggle. Get that man his damn wrench back.
He's in there. Y'all ready for a fight? They about to fight. You ready?
Yeah, for the blue collar man.
Should we do that? Look.
Do what?
That
you going to the top?
No, not
man,
even the top.
This is one that could.
This is about to mess up. We might lose fans.
We might, but remember what I said.
Disagreement right here.
off the strength of that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pat.
You ready?
Yeah.
Usher versus Tyrese.
I'm getting Tyrese out of here.
You getting Tyrese out of here? Lost your damn mind.
What?
There's some stuff you got to pull up.
Wait a minute.
Though.
You must have lost your damn mind.
Because now, since we're not doing albums, we're just going they bangers versus the other person's bangers.
Okay, Signs of Love Making, you guys.
His number one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
this
know,
nigga was
not...
on the bus with a Coca-Cola in his hand.
He was.
And some Walkman earphones.
Singing for bus fare, man.
With some jeans on. He was in jeans and a tank top.
Yeah, he was.
How you still serenading and you on the bus?
Get rained on. I ain't gonna lie, that was a cool
video.
Yo,
the hook hit?
I can't wait to catch the cat bus.
That's a banger.
Yeah. I thought I could pick up women off of a bus off this song.
Against who?
This is Tyrese. Just singing this. Tyrese
against
bro,
Usher.
Usher.
That's a banger. Come on, man.
Put the nice and slow back on.
Hey, look.
Hold
listen,
on. Okay.
Let me.
Wait, hold on. Before you throw the opinions out, put the Usher nice and slow.
That one's automatically because you. Come on, man.
I know because that intro, but it's the instrumental, man. It wasn't even his voice.
I'm not even going to that. I'm still going off of my prostitution theory. That's the reason why I'm still going off of that. Yeah. So I'm going off of that. Nice and slow.
You had that man's instrumental kill a song. You're not even.
That instrumental was disgusting, though. But Tyrese is a hook. You're saying this is his? Oh, you wanted
no,
to go
he
up
wanted to hear
this.
That.
Okay.
Well, that's gonna be Usher's top song, right?
No,
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Probably.
I don't know. I wouldn't say that.
I'll probably say Burn or
what?
Bigger than this.
No.
Burn. That, Confessions.
No.
Confessions. Yeah.
Nah.
All three of those.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
You remind me.
No.
You remind me. Like all them songs. It's more. He has more than just one.
But
man.
Your crybaby song, your crying song.
Yeah, you got it bad.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
that's another one. That's a lot.
But see, y'all messing me up because I'm trying to go somewhere with Tyrese and that sweet lady.
Oh,
song.
Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back.
It's my fault.
He's on the bus. Is that where you're going,
dude?
With the Coca-Cola.
You gotta think about where he came from versus Usher's come in. You know what I'm saying?
Came from Watts. Like right next to you, right?
You know, Usher's a pretty motherfucker. Can we all agree on that?
Is that why?
Tyrese ain't that. You know, his voice makes it. You know that go away. Does anybody still use baby oil on their face?
Nah.
We all understand.
Every
we understand that when you go out in the sun with baby oil, Johnson & Johnson's for that matter, you're automatically gonna hit 10 shades.
And you have to appreciate how dark he is with them white teeth.
We're just appreciating this man.
You have
see what
to.
I'm saying?
You got to raise the proportion. Because what if they were yellow?
It'd be a different story then, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The sweet lady don't sound so sweet. It's a yellow lady.
Hey, the Usher thing with the disease, was that true or false?
About what?
Like him catching the...
The
herpes? That's outside of music.
Giving herpes to people.
That's outside of music, but that's not...
No. Don't you do it.
Fair enough.
Tyrese crying for his kids.
But it was Atlanta.
Remember Tyrese crying for his kids?
He did cry for his kids.
I just want to see my kids, man.
Yeah, that was a fail. That was a fail right there,
so I'm just trying to...
But he wanted to see a baby mama suck.
Yeah, well, look. He could...
Okay, so he's... All right, so who are we going with this?
No, hold on.
You only play one Tyrese track.
I know.
You got to give him some love,
man. That just killed it for me right there.
No.
I don't care, but you just killed it for me because he had that moment.
But you said that doesn't matter. We can bring that into effect, but we can.
Because you added for Usher's.
We're not. Just stick to the. Just go to.
Because it all started. With R. Kelly fucking up. That's why this is even happening anyway. Yeah.
Exactly.
We got him out of there because of something that didn't have to do with music. That's what y'all said.
But he had to get out of there.
Yeah, but look, I think once you start peeing on him, I think that's what
dude, if we break this all the way down, I'm sure a lot of these brothers all have been doing some craziness. We just don't know yet. So until they get exposed, we can keep going with this or what?
Well, they're still paying their dues. So R. Kelly,
still, you still pay your tithes.
Yeah, R. Kelly's still paying his Illuminati tithes.
So you still in? Oh, that probably was bad on the mic, huh?
I'm pretty sure. Did you hear?
Oh yeah, man. Definitely.
That was horrible. I apologize, everybody.
Good job. Good job.
All right, look. So I'm gonna leave it in y'all's hands because I'm not even gonna vote.
You only gave Tyrese what, two?
But that was lately, boy. That's.
It was. Is there another one that he can? He's got something else to get Usher out of here, though.
How you gonna act like that?
That's slick, man. Tearing it up, breaking stuff that ghetto love. Pull up another one.
What's a recent one
that's
that
three.
He has?
Right. That's three. That's three. Give him another one.
Man, you know what? 87 on one was a whole album.
But we just doing banger for banger, though. That's what I'm saying. We just going banger for banger. Pull up another one.
Can we also add the fact that he's Baby Boy?
Yeah, he dropped the movie.
That's right.
Oh, Signs.
Yes, sir.
She said Signs. She's throwing out requests. This happens when you have an audience.
It's not what this is for.
Dude, that right there?
Hey, man, you know what?
That's one candle.
All right, you know what? I'm about to fuck the whole thing up, man.
Huh.
I think I'm going with Tyrese.
Hey, man, put some other Usher stuff on right now.
Yeah, you got to, because I'm leaning toward Tyrese right now.
Tyrese ain't even here today right now.
Usher, when the last time we got a song from Usher? Yeah.
As soon as Tyrese got back with that TGL R3.
Oh, that was a good album, but we can't count that. Damn it, TGT.
TGT. Oh, man, that means your money was funny. When you have the link up, when you got a foreign Voltron, your money is funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, this is horrible.
I need Usher's top five.
You didn't like that album? That was a dope-ass album. TGT?
I ain't listened to the whole thing. Oh, I like the cuts off of it. You know?
Tyrese, Tank, Genuine. Oh, man. But when you listen to that, you realize how vocally-wise Genuine ain't.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't them two.
Yeah. I mean,
Tyrese's voice is killer, man. His voice is.
Yo, what you doing, man? You got to.
Well,
it's a lot of.
Well, I'm looking.
Filler,
I'm
right
looking
now.
For like you know.
Usher's
you
top five.
It's Usher, man. It can't be that hard. No,
but he got all these upbeat ones.
It don't matter if they're upbeat.
All right. Well, because the upbeats are right there.
It don't matter if they're upbeat songs. It's their bangers.
Did we do that one?
You did that one. What's this one? Do you remind me? It's two.
Yeah. And we can't
what
do this.
What about the concept?
This can do that. This one. Is horrible.
That ain't horrible.
That changes.
That
but that's not R&B, man. That's up
yes,
in the club,
is.
Though.
That is R&B. He's singing.
Nah, man. That's
He's
not.
He's singing. Just because it's upbeat don't mean.
Well, then there's a whole lot of upbeat killers out there, but we
that's
can't do
that.
That's
what I'm saying. There's a lot of upbeat.
This is lovemaking or. Apologizing to your woman.
Is there rhythm in that song?
Of course. Come on, man. Is there some
blues in there?
What makes R. Kelly the king of R&B?
He has a hip hop album. There's a lot of hip. He has a lot of upbeat stuff.
So does Tyrese. He made a hip hop album. Remember that?
Yeah, he did.
Hey, man.
Usher, get it.
You listen to that whole song?
I listened to the whole album, man. That's Usher's my problem. Up.
I remember you talking about it. Yeah.
It didn't suck, but just the fact that he did it.
All right.
Usher already killed it when he dropped his name as a bar.
See, I rock with that. That concept right there, just, and I thought about it. I was like, yeah.
Oh, my God. Y'all about to dog this man.
That killed everything.
Yeah.
Y'all about to dog this man.
You got him up against somebody that's out
here. Here we go. Next bracket.
Yeah.
D'Angelo,
okay,
versus Eric Benet. I knew. But you gotta give Eric Benet mad credit for his song. don't do that to him already. Let him. Come on, man. Jay-Z got y'all messed up.
Look, man,
never go Eric Benet, man.
Why are you about to play him?
Did he just get canceled?
You heard what he said.
All right.
We can never Eric Benet, man.
D'Angelo's up.
Yep.
Automatically.
That was quick. That
Plus, D'Angelo had us all fooled, man. We didn't know he was talking about Wade.
Yeah. Plus, he went naked to go platinum. He got buck naked on TV to go platinum, bro.
The concepts, man.
Okay, look, y'all want to slide? I could put three in a bracket right now, and I know what y'all going to go with, because I'm going to go with it. Okay, Kim.
Okay.
Raheem Devon. Music Soul Child.
Kim?
Y'all don't know who Kim is?
I know who Kim is.
He knows. I'm trying to catch it, though.
Just the fact, though, that one song. When your heart's
broken. Which one was it?
I can't do it. I can't do it, though. You know.
Do you already have it?
My voice don't go like that.
You know this song, right?
Yeah, I do.
Give me ain't no ing. He is the new Al Jarreau, right?
You know, I don't know because I like this song. Because I like this song,
when
man.
When I first heard this, I was like, this is, you in your car. On the strip, nighttime.
I still play this cut.
I got him out of those three that you picked.
No.
What the music?
No, I know what music did, but this right here? He mumbled this before he was even mumbling, man.
He's one of those one-hitter quitters.
He may have that one-hitter that does it.
I got hold on.
Catalog out of here.
Music got one that could knock this off. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, love, huh?
It's a strong one. It's a strong one.
That's real close.
This is the name for them.
Hmm?
Name. Love. I mean, that's a good one, but I vibe to the other one a lot more.
Hold on. This is a brother letting you say, look.
Like, it's not beating that song, but
what it is,
it's a
me
good
to
song
know.
To where yeah. it combines with the other song
uh-huh.
to get that one out of there. You know what I mean? Went to you.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm out.
Yeah.
We may have to ask the audience on this one.
Oh, I got one more.
You're my thing.
Boy, you know it.
No, I knew it. That's why I'm just like, I'm out of this. I'll leave some of y'all too.
Nah, I'm going back to music. I'm going back to music. Yeah.
Going back to music?
Yeah.
Doing music?
You don't think music
it was always music for me.
Not for me. Just still that one. Just that one.
What about this? Him and Mary J?
Oh.
Me, just for that one.
Shit, Kim shouldn't even be in that bracket.
Well, yeah, he's getting out of here.
Who is this?
It's still them. This is music.
All right, so move music. Go to the next one.
So we.
I didn't pick that one.
I'm picking music.
That's cool.
That's me.
No, but he picked music.
But he picked
it
too.
Yeah.
I just went off of that song.
Because I had music lined up with with a king, and he would have just been bumped right.
You threw a third person in there? Just
bro, if I would have I'm going to just tell you where I had music lined up against. I had music against Marvin Gaye.
Oh, why would you do that?
I don't know. I was going through my M's, and he was out of there.
That's a messed up situation.
He was gone, and he didn't even stand a chance. All right,
let's go.
Okay, Jesse Powell.
Okay.
You remember Jesse Powell?
Yep, you.
You remember Jesse Powell?
He got the ultimate the wedding song. You, he's got the greatest wedding song. Walk, one of them.
Oh, he had a Nau too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a Nau.
It's part of the Nau clan.
Nau's crazy, man.
I love that. That's so great. Jesse Powell.
You know what? That's probably one of the easiest notes to hit. Maybe that's why they do it. Hit a Nau. Nau.
That's my album right there.
My new Nahus came from Boyz II Men though.
Yeah. Oh, they changed.
He tried to re. Oh, no, okay. His was a little quicker. His nay is quicker.
Well, that was a group though.
On a perfect day. No. All right. Who's next? Who
okay, but it was Jesse Powell versus
Case.
Case
got Touch Me, Tease Me, and what else?
I don't know.
I know he's got one more. He's got another song in the rain too, don't he?
Who?
Case.
Yeah, he do.
He's got Missing You. That's what Case has. Yeah. Missing You.
Well, he got
he's
this got one.
Missing You. No.
Who's Case up against?
He's up against Jesse Powell. But this is the one that put him on the Billboard on the top 25.
Yeah,
with Beyonce. She was in the video.
No, I won't need this one. No, we won't need that one. I like it. We won't need that one. Is Missing You on there? That's the one that I know I'm from. Yeah. I told you he got a rain song also. This is also when it's raining outside. You play that, staring out the window. I like this one though. See, I rock with this one.
Yeah, that's cool.
I rock with this one a lot though. But see, but Jesse, he got. You know what? The world is probably
you.
The world is tired of Jesse's right now, so we may have to just get him out of here though, just based off of his name.
Yeah, he came in with the Nahus, man.
It's not just he came with the Nahus, man. There's another Jesse
who
fucked up on Black History
Month. You know what I'm thinking of? Somebody else, though.
So,
I'm thinking of somebody else that I thought was Jesse Powell, but ain't Jesse Powell.
Tevin Campbell?
I see us in the park, strolling the summer day.
Oh, no.
Not Stevie Wonder's version, but I don't want to. Who is that dude?
Well, what's the name of that?
Knocks Me Off My Feet was the song. What was it? Donnell Jones.
Oh,
Donnell Jones.
I wanted to put him on here, but I was kind of.
We'll put him on there right now. Against Case and.
I'm going to pick Donnell, but.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because people need to get Jesse out of here, man. All
right.
You know why, right? There's another Jesse who kept fucking up during Black History Month.
The BET
what
dude?
Tired of Jesse.
The BET dude?
Think about it. There's a Jesse who kept messing up.
Man, that ain't a Jesse. That's a Jussie.
It sounds the same.
Sweetness.
Oh, the dude that made up.
Sounds the same.
Oh,
what does that have to do with music?
Fucked up the Jessies and Jussies.
Fine.
Anybody with a Juss, you messed up their names.
Somebody going to come after you about the way that you judging this. Somebody going to say, hey, are you Jerome from The Relevant Show?
Yeah.
And run.
Wait till we get to the hip-hop bracket. Go ahead.
That's when you make yourself make up for it?
Nah, not at all. I'm still be ignorant.
All right, so we got 2 one-hitter quitters right here. We line these two guys up.
We still in the first round, by the way. It's almost over.
This right here was in the New Jack City era. This is when Teddy Riley was
New Jack Swing
was the man. New Jack Swing, yeah. Okay, so we got Christopher Williams versus Keith Washington.
Isn't that a dude who's covered America?
Christopher Columbus, dude. No. But that's false too.
No, this is double false. I don't know who Christopher Williams is, but he definitely sounds like a pirate.
You don't know who Christopher Williams? You probably don't know who Keith Washington is.
You probably have to play Keith Washington's name sounds more familiar. Keith Washington's name is a lot stronger.
You go up, Keith Washington's name.
That's a civil rights name right there. Let's go with Keith Washington.
But I'm gonna pull up Christopher Williams while you do that.
Kissing You was the one you put me on.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Total?
Nah, you still stupid.
I'm out of this one too.
This is Keith Washington.
I'm out.
You're out?
I'm out of this one.
Yeah, I'm leaving, huh?
Because Pat's, I don't know, he having technical difficulties over here. Who is this?
Keith Washington.
Yeah, I like that voice though. I don't remember that song. I like that voice.
He didn't get much love in his career because Luther was raining on all these.
Well, that's probably
why. He was shitting on everybody during this time.
That's probably why. Then.
This is when Luther was the king.
Luther destroyed everything.
Can't even put him on there.
All right, but I'm putting him in a bracket against Christopher Williams.
Is Luther on there?
You remember this one?
Yep. Yep. Is Christopher Williams? Christopher Williams got it.
I can take that.
Go with Chris Williams.
And,
And he got a, he almost had a nine woo, but he double wooed it. Woo woo. We can stop. That's all it. Right. Christopher Williams. Christopher Wallace. Biggie.
Christopher Wallace.
All right. Christopher Williams moves up.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for discovering America.
Ooh, it's about to get heavy. Okay. Okay. This is probably going to disappoint people that I bracketized these two people together. But we got soft voices, and it's about to be problems.
Let it rain, man. Let
first,
it rain.
First, I'm going to say the first name, but once I say the second name, it's going to be problems. Okay, Tevin Campbell.
Okay.
Oh, you putting all three of them in the same?
No, no, this is, we already got that one, so now we about to do Tevin.
Oh, okay.
But we about to line him up against this guy, and then El DeBarge.
Oh, that's what he went with.
What? Who's out? Who wins?
L over Tevin. Tevin got. I'm going with Tevin.
Whoa, you going with Tevin?
I'm going with Tevin just based off of, ooh, Can We Talk.
Can We Talk?
Just based off of Can We Talk. I'm going. I feel like that's so strong that's getting them out of here.
Wow. You about to be in trouble. Because Can We Talk is cold. But is it this?
I'm in trouble every day, every time we do this show.
Yeah, I just.
All right.
Yep, never mind. Never mind.
Or.
No, you killed him.
Oh, it's done off that one. It's done. It's done off that one.
Or. You gotta pull up some Tevin, but.
You can't. That's all he had, man.
I just reminded y'all, didn't I? Yeah. I just brought y'all back.
Kevin right now is like, hey, can we talk? I'm like, no. We can't talk. If you play his song right now, all he's doing is just begging for a chance.
You
want to
hear
man.
My favorite DeBarge song
right.
of all time?
Something in the Rhythm of the Night. Who was that?
Boy, I see. Yeah. I see the last dragon about to happen right
yeah.
now. Who's the master? Leroy. Playtime's over, boy.
Yeah, man.
Got some real for you.
Yeah, he was.
He was.
Yeah, he was what?
Hey, that was a cool track too.
It was.
But we gotta at least
he was in a goofy position just now.
We gotta at least give him a shot.
You can't. Once he says can we no.
Nah.
No.
What about
whatever Prince wrote for him, it don't matter.
Nope. No.
Nope.
It don't count.
No, you need to stop. Move on to the next one.
He's out of there.
Yeah, move to the next one.
Wow. Tevin's out.
You killed it once he played that one track, man. I'm just like, oh.
DeBarge.
DeBarge is about to. DeBarge is about to upset some people too.
Well, we'll see. You know what? All right. Ooh, here we go. Johnny Gill versus Tank.
Tank.
Whoa! You just gonna shit on Johnny Gill?
No, but I'm just thinking of a. Man, I'm thinking of the Bangers. Man, can you feel the magic in my hands
when I stroke and rub you the right way?
You know what? That's going to be hard to get my out of here.
You got me saying.
What does Tank have that can get that out of here?
What can Tank do to compete with that song?
I don't think I deserve. You know what? Pause it. And that right there is why you were like, I don't understand why Tank never caught on. He doesn't have nothing.
That one.
That
he doesn't have that one.
It's just his voice is so awesome. Yeah. But there, you can't call a song that say this is what put him on the map.
He's just about to say that.
Because I deserve.
You can go
it.
Back and pull that. That because
Jaheim got a dope voice. He got a dope voice, but what is the song that made him that's gonna put you there that stuck you? But
Yeah, he's got ones that I like, but
Tank
he doesn't
is a
have
killer.
That. But even Tank doesn't even have a Jaheim's. What was this, the one? See, I can't even get it. So he Jaheim ain't even got it.
Johnny Gill is up.
Okay, we didn't even play Tank.
It's about to. It's about
you
to
know
get.
We didn't even play Tank because it's like he
can anybody think of a Tank song?
That's that one.
That
no.
one.
Nope.
But his voice is just clearly indisputable. His voice is cold.
Yeah, he's one of the best singers. But this ain't about just being one of the best. All right, singers.
We going up. We going up. It's about to get hard now. Luther Vandross versus Freddie Jackson.
I think Luther gets him out of here.
Freddie Jackson.
Get Freddie out of here, man.
Do you remember Freddie?
I remember Freddie. It's just Luther's a. Once you Luther has the greatest cookout song of all time. That one, but not that right. one. This is Never Too Much.
But remember
every that? Barbecue I go to, I hear that. That's straight happiness when you hear that, man. It's sunny outside.
What about Frankie Beverly and May? They had the cookouts too.
And bang, they did. Luther.
Hold on. Let's give me some Freddie Jackson.
Okay, give Freddie some love. I remember that one.
You remember that?
I remember that one.
I just think of Donnie Simpson. And like, what was it called? Something soul. At night.
Nah, go to the next one.
He's up against Luther.
Freddie's up against Luther.
You remember this one, Brandon?
Yeah, it had to be Luther.
What about this?
What was the name of that last one again? The one you just played.
That was called You Are My Lady.
Didn't Luther do one of those?
You know that, huh, Brandon?
Yeah, we know this one, too.
But old time sake.
That's my dad's cut right there. My dad would pick Freddie.
I'm gonna go he with would? Luther.
Yeah, my dad likes Freddie.
But see, Luther just got...
Yeah, he's
album. He just hits you on every album with something.
Yeah,
that's why a lot of people.
It's Luther. Yeah. Play the cookout song. I just want to hear it now. To me, that's all it is. Too is the cookout song.
You didn't even do the love songs. You just went to the cookout song.
I don't need to go there.
Which one was the
like
cookout?
Ballads, Never Too Much. Look at that. That's happiness. Tell me happiness ain't in your soul right now. You smiled, see?
Yeah, you about to light up the coals right now. Huh? Yeah. You know?
Roll Charlie around a little
somebody bit. Somebody about to have some barbecue sauce on their fingers.
All right, so we got him. We got Luther.
Somebody I can eat and listen to them. Yeah, good.
No, this is...
All right.
That was the cut for me.
Which one is this?
It's so amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon and the stars.
All right, what's next? We gonna get there, y'all. We getting there. We an hour or so, man. We gonna get there. Relax.
The brackets is closing down because I'm scared of this.
Yeah,
everybody's been
the
waiting
one.
On it.
Yeah, that's
here
the one
it comes
waiting
right
on.
Now.
This is it right here.
We about to do it right now.
This is the one right here.
We can get the whole. We can get everybody in the room on this because I don't want to. I don't want to say nothing. I don't know.
I already know where I'm going, but I'm biased, so I don't even know if you can rock with me. I don't even know if you can go like to me. It's just my biases. Me and him kind of talked about it already.
Is that war?
Yeah.
Is that war?
You ready? Go ahead. Tell the people. Tell the people where they're going to. Tell the people where they're going to.
We need y'all help for this one. We need y'all help.
Who?
We need some help. This is the one.
I'm a little too biased for this next one coming up.
We need everybody in on this one because this is the pain.
All right, go ahead.
Michael Jackson versus Prince.
Oh, my niggas for real.
It's not that simple.
It's not that simple.
That's what I went with.
You added this one?
Why not?
But if you just
take
both
to me.
Uh-huh.
But we can't have both.
Can
I
yeah, we
no,
can only get
on
that one.
Look.
You only pick one.
This is Coke versus Pepsi.
Yep.
Okay, Pepsi sucks. And Coke is not good. So what's that's not a good
It's the concept. it's the concept of these two mega powerhouse monsters.
Well,
wait a minute.
Well, when you go, when you go to dancing, it's Mike.
Talking about the ultimate performer.
No.
Bro.
Mike is also a better Ooh. Singer than me, too.
Was it Morris?
Morris Day, the time?
Mike is a better singer, too.
Better
me,
vocalist?
But I pick Prince.
Better vocalist?
I think Mike is a better vocalist and he's a better dancer. I think Prince does everything else better, though.
No, that's a lie.
What?
That's
no, it's not.
Michael's not a better vocalist than Prince.
Look, can you?
I'm going with Mike. I'm out by myself in this.
You going with Mike, too?
You went with Mike. You going with Mike.
But hold on. They're two different genres.
Hold on. Pull up. Pull up tracks.
Oh.
Yep. Yep, we doing that. Pull up tracks.
You doing this right now?
Pull up tracks. Pull them up. You pulling up Diamonds and Pearls first?
No. I'm starting with Michael.
You starting with Michael. Yeah. All right.
Bro,
let's go. No. Start pushing buttons.
No, the thing is, when I put Michael Jackson's name, it didn't say top hits. It just put his albums.
So here you go.
I mean, Prince ain't got albums like that.
All right, so let's go. You got to pull up the hits. You got to pull up the bangers, though. Pull up the bangers.
Globally?
Hold on. What happened? What
just
happened?
Yes.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Michael got not only women passing out, but he got men passing out all over the world.
Prince.
I ain't never seen a man pass out on a Prince
pass
concert.
On Prince, but.
Have you ever seen that? We talking about Carrie, the guy, Michael. And he goes into the ambulance and stuff. I'm like, what is happening here?
But you can get captivated by Prince's eyes.
You're never supposed to look into the dude's eyes.
You can't. That's a pretty dude.
Some pretty eyes, man.
It's a pretty dude. So you got to start pushing some buttons, Pat. Cause
this is so difficult.
Even though we stuck here, we gotta move.
This is so difficult.
Okay, so you got Human Nature.
I can't even press the button. I can't even push the button. It's yours.
I gotta get away from you.
What? You here. Sit down.
I hate R. Kelly for this. I hate this right now.
Oh, man.
Go.
Hi. Who does that?
Why? Look,
Michael.
I said people gonna be mad about this bracket already.
Yeah, look. That's the reaction we want. That's the reaction we want.
That's the point. Pull it up. Get out of that.
We start there.
Why are you there?
Okay, I'll even.
Let's go.
I told you she's too young.
Really, this.
This is a good one. Hey, you can pass on PYT. What? You wildin' over there?
I told you she's too young.
She wildin' over there, man. Playing a lot of Michael, man. Go to Prince, man.
We only played two songs of Michael Jackson. Talking about, he was like, "That's a lot of Michael."
I felt disrespected.
You want me to go all the way back to the '70s with Michael, or what do you want me to do? You want me to stay with the
nobody cares about the
man
first
Michael
four albums.
Okay,
the first four albums of Michael's. Nobody cares about that,
bro. I'm not doing this right
nobody
now.
Nobody pays attention to this. The fifth album.
Bad video was a classic. The Egyptian one, the classic.
Okay. We're not going off of videos, though.
Yeah, the moonwalk.
Why are you playing around, man?
All right, trailer. Look.
See, look at them. They arguing over
here. Here we go with Prince. I might.
Who was this one? See? Come on, man. What are we doing? Hey, he put them up in the first one.
This is a fight, ain't it?
It's a fight.
But this is a bracket, too.
It's a bracket.
Someone has to win and someone has to lose.
How about you just combine their names?
There's like one of his kids. that's Michael Jackson's kid.
That's Michael.
No, he got a Prince Mike.
Oh, it's probably Vanessa.
Oh, what's she?
Well, she knew where to park. She ain't calling nobody. Maybe.
Oh, it's Postmates.
Food. I needed some juice. Go ahead.
Ouch! That.
All right, so.
Well, I don't even want to do no more songs.
We ain't gonna play no more. We ain't gonna do no more songs.
But I don't. I can't.
But you got to pick.
I'm not doing it.
You have no choice.
You can't make me.
You have no choice.
I need one more Prince
you
song.
You can't
man,
have a
choice. That one hit kind of.
It's easy.
It hit,
right?
It hit.
That's it? You going with Doves Cry? He didn't even pull out a little red Corvette yet. He didn't even pull out the diamonds and the pearls.
It's way, like, I can hear the songs in my head, but
yeah.
Once you play it, it's way different than.
Yeah, it is way different once you play it. Because if he starts playing PYT, then you're going, every song you're going to go, you just going to go do.
You hear this, right?
Yeah, I hear this, man. His own
ain't nobody playing that mess. That ain't no song.
So he played every instrument.
What is
the
wrong
first
with
album,
you?
He played every instrument.
Yeah.
That's nothing. What about that, Pat? His first album. He wrote. Hold on. His first album. Hey, you're doing the show. His first album.
Who's?
Prince.
His very first album, what,
this
in
is
79?
The one in 79, where it's him sitting there.
Yeah?
It's just his face.
What about him?
He played every instrument and wrote all the songs.
There it is, right there.
A man who plays every instrument and wrote all of his music.
I want to be, yo.
Damn, is this really about to happen?
We about to see. I don't know.
Are we bringing, well, since you brought his musical playing, instrumental playing.
He played
there,
every single instrument.
You gotta bring Mike's entertainment value.
You do
there.
Gotta bring his entertainment value. That moonwalk is legendary.
But
it's
what
the
if
music.
I
t- We're not just
what if I told y'all he didn't make the moonwalk?
Oh, we know he didn't.
What if I told y'all Turbo from Breaking?
We know he didn't make the moonwalk. Ugh. But Turbo also didn't do it at Motown 25. Mm-hmm. All right.
I was about to put the moonwalk on the TV just to see it.
So we gotta pick. It's gotta happen.
Mm-mm.
Come on. This is a strong one. That's strong, but it ain't that strong to me,
but
though.
Lyrically, though, I know Prince wrote his own. But there was some cleverness in those mic lyrics.
Hey.
There was some.
With a Beatle.
And then he went and bought his music.
And then he bought his music.
He hit a lick. Hit a lick.
Mike also has a Dirty Mackin song, too, which is pretty. That Girlfriend, it's a sick song.
Yeah, but Prince.
What about when this starts?
Come on, man. I just want you to feel the power. The force has got this. It's got a hold of you.
The song ain't even start.
Yeah.
the bass line was so hard. Not yeah. hard.
Just,
hard.
Just off the start.
I think that was the Earth, Wind, and Fire bass dude. That was he was in there.
The
they
same
was like,
dude.
Which how y'all want this? Y'all want this in E flat? Y'all want this in
A minor?
Which way? Because we can rock it.
We can do it.
Here, let me give you this. See what y'all like about that. Mike was like, "Yeah, that right there.
Let's go with that one."
Oh, that's an F sharp, baby. All right.
That's it. I feel the force in that one. Can't do this, man.
We got you because we got to go to the second round.
Bro,
it's the end of the first round.
We got to do two shows.
That's your fault for putting
really,
them in this.
What?
We really do.
It's your fault.
Hey, you're doing this to me
in round one. You
I didn't
put them
pick
in round
this
one.
Thing to talk about.
You put them
I mean,
in round one.
You have
one.
To be in round one in order to to advance the next round anyway.
Yeah, put these two against each other.
What you wanted me to do is put Michael Jackson versus Cisco. Prince versus John B.
I mean,
that's what you
easier.
Wanted to do, didn't would've, you?
Would have been easier.
That would have been easier. Yeah, so they, no parody, though.
Bro, they
but
gotta
by
meet
the time
anyway.
We got to it.
They
got to
meet anyway.
I mean, you know, do you want Golden State and Houston to meet in the first round, or do you want them to meet at the end?
Man, you ain't going to say Golden State in the Sixers, huh? Yeah.
I'm talking about the because they're in the same conference.
This is two shows. We can only do this.
Okay,
this
well, if you
right
want if you want to stop at the end of this show, then you somebody's got to. This is the end of round
somebody
one.
Somebody got to win,
bro. We got to flip a coin.
Just take a vote.
We
got
no vote.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people in the room.
I ain't taking no vote. Because I'm gonna go the other way just to tie.
I don't know.
Well, because he's staying out of it already. We have no choice. That's the point of this episode.
You get your
this
own
a fight. It's a fight. This is right hand versus left hand.
Look, man, you can't be a sucker right now. This has got to happen.
Michael Jackson on my
right
book. Hand? It's Michael Jackson.
Who's the right hand?
Okay. You,
you
with
can't
right.
even decide.
Who you going with? Who you going with?
I don't know, man.
You can't be a sucker. You need to pick right now.
He said Michael.
He went with Mike. He
said
made his
Michael.
Decision. Come on. Can't have all this dead air.
I'm giving Michael two. Michael two, yeah.
All right. So that's 2-1.
There's no way I'm getting him out of here.
It's 2-1.
Did we just get Prince out of here?
Y'all did. So, so go.
No.
That's on y'all.
No.
Go ahead. Mike's next, y'all. Y'all did it. Go.
Oh,
MJ.
God.
Put MJ right there.
I can't.
Put him.
You write it.
I'll do it for you. Because I'm not the one that, you know, got Prince out of here.
Once again.
All right.
I hate R. Kelly for this.
Boom.
Aha.
He's in the second round.
The second round happens to right now?
No, you don't have to.
Nah,
yeah, we got.
Let's move on to something else. Man.
Break, boy.
It's over.
This hurt. This is,
that's
that
it.
Was painful.
Oh man.
That's it. I'm glad I brought that up because that was a smooth hour.
Hey, look, man. March Madness ain't done in one day.
Phil is hurt.
March Madness. I don't know if we're gonna get to the end of it, but
did I hear somebody knock on the door?
No.
No.
No. Mike is here.
Stupid. You all right, man?
Check.
Oh, man. Nope. Ain't nobody at the door, man.
Mm-mm.
Thought I heard the door.
Nah.
Anyway. So that concludes. So tell the winners of the first round.
First round winners. We got DeBarge, Christopher Williams, Genuine, Usher, Johnny Gill, Michael McDonald, Chris Brown,
Shout
Maxwell,
out to Mike McDonald, man.
John B., Dave Hollister, D'Angelo, Music Soul Trial, Trey Songz, and Joe.
I like it.
I can dig it.
I can dig it, man.
We're going to see who come out on top.
Yeah,
man.
Can't believe y'all killed Prince, but yeah.
Hey, man.
Oh, all right. You ain't shit, what?
You probably would have said the same thing. I can't believe y'all killed Michael.
That's what he would have did. Yeah, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be the
just
one to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He's that instigator, the one to be, you know, when it's time to fight. Mm-hmm. He hit your hand and then hit you and say, that's from him.
Oh, you gonna let him hit you like that? But you just hit me.
Nah, he hit you. That was from him. Oh, yeah, then. Oh.
Baddest man slapped my hand.
Oh,
that's what that is right there. Baddest man slapped my hand. And how do you get mad at the dude, the other dude?
That's just how, you, because you really wanted to fight him, but you didn't want to be the first dude to fight.
That's crazy. All right. You good?
I'm out. I'm depressed.
You good?
I'm excited.
Yeah, my head hurt, man.
Good. That's what I'm talking about. Your head hurt from what?
From all, yeah.
Got a headache right there.
From all that?
Yep.
Hurt.
Good, man.
I can't believe this.
Believe it.
Hey, is there like a save round like on The Voice where you could bring somebody?
Oh, man. So you can bring them back right back in there and to get this headache again?
Oh, man. Look, we had to do it because in my mind, everybody's going to have to fight against either Michael Jackson or Prince in the end. It all comes down to who stands side by side with one of the Titans.
You think somebody can get Mike out?
We gonna see.
I think somebody has a song strong enough to get Mike out.
We'll find out.
next time.
It won't be on the next episode. Maybe another one after that. I don't know.
Wow. We going three episodes in on the bracket?
I don't know. It depends on
we
y'all.
We still got to do a group bracket. We got to do a female bracket, and we got to do a hip-hop bracket.
Depends on how this bracket goes.
The feedback that we get.
If we like it. Okay. If we like it enough. I mean, we have fun doing this one, so.
This is great. Yeah, I loved every moment of this. I was tired. Headache, man. Now I'm only exhausted because of this pain we had to go through making this happen.
Yeah. I mean, at least y'all don't have to be too tired because playoff mode has been deactivated.
Mm-hmm. You see you do ahead. That to us?
You push the button.
Yeah, go ahead and end
No, this. You saw what the Nets did to y'all last night, right?
No, don't do that. I will be silent right now.
D'Angelo Russell had a double-double.
Yeah, I think Brian had a double-double too, but it's all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was almost a triple-double. But,
I know. But one's going in to the playoffs.
In-N-Out got double-doubles, right? I think I might get me one.
You might have to, man.
They do. They're real good.
You see how I change the subject real quick?
Protein style.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible.
In other news.
He got his revenge, bro.
In other news. Arthur Duvius is a 70-year-old grandfather.
70?
70. Is a 72-year-old grandfather.
Okay.
And a newly discovered hip-hop artist.
What's his name?
Arthur Duvius? Dubos? Dubos?
No. He's a beat maker. I know what you're talking about. He's not a hip-hop singer. He don't rap. He makes beats. And I saw his beat. It was pretty dope.
He's a 70-year-old grandfather and a newly discovered hip-hop artist.
Yeah. I actually saw the video of his song. Mm-hmm. I was like, he do trap music, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah, when we done, I'll let you hear it.
I'm going to have to check that out then.
Dubois.
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 In other news.
In other news. Good Samaritan returns lost lottery ticket.
He's a
the man who bought it wins jackpot.
Oh, he's wow. A winner. He's better than a lot of people.
Does Samaritan get anything out of it? I hope he did.
I hope he did too.
Because if he didn't,
would you?
Send some hounds
if somebody out gave you your lottery ticket back and you didn't hit the jackpot, would you break that person?
How long you think it took? How long do you think it took for him to give it back to him? Did you have a conversation with him? A real long conversation with him?
Well, he probably didn't know
to make
after.
Sure he was actually getting a cut.
Well, I'm assuming by the thing, he gave him the lottery ticket. Oh, this is yours. And then the guy hit the jackpot. I doubt he gave him the winning ticket. Like, oh, this one hit and gave it to him.
Look, man. If
so knowing that he wouldn't do that, do you still break him off?
Well, what if he did?
It's the same concept as like you give me a dollar to put in the slot machine and I put the dollar in there and win $1,000,000. Do I owe you something for that? Like, yes, you do owe me something.
All right. We're going to shut it down. Y'all tired.
Look, man, I got a headache.
Look, man, we'll see y'all next week. Hopefully y'all enjoy this show.
Oh, man. No, you don't.